My Generation celebrates rock's greatest hits and the big news and events of this week. All details on the My Generation Facebook page. It's time to catch up.
This is My Generation. I'm Dangerous Dave, and he's one of Australia's most enduring songwriters, and he's about to release Songs from the South 1985 to 2019, a double album greatest hits package showcasing his brilliant career. Welcome to My Generation, Paul Kelly.
Hey, how are you?
So is this album number 24?
Something like that. I don't keep exact count. Depends how you count them, you know, live records and film scores and things like that. But somewhere in the 20s will do.
Songs from the South is not only a greatest hits collection, but there's a couple of new songs too, including a duet with Casey Chambers.
Yeah, it's a love song. It's called We're Both Old and Mad, and it sort of works as a duet. It's a short, sweet song, and it's a genuine duet. Casey, I take the first verse, Casey the second, then we sing the last one together. Also did the Every Day My Mother's Voice with Dan Sultan. So the two new ones on the collection are both duets, which is I quite like.
Well, you've got a few projects on the go coinciding with the release of Songs from the South. There's the new book of poetry, Love is Strong as Death, which is a collection of poems not written but chosen and curated by you.
They're all other people's poems, modern ones, old ones, Australian ones, ones from all around the world. I got a bit carried away in the end. I said 330 poems, so it's quite a big book. I've been working on it since late last year. I like the fact that it's coming out at the same time as this greatest hits update, because it's sort of like my pick of my favourite poems. So it's sort of, to me, it's the greatest hits of poets and poetry.
We call you our poet laureate, and you're one of our finest songwriters. And I guess songs are a form of poetry, I guess. Is it a similar process, would you say?
Yeah, some songs start as sort of poems first, and you put music to them, and other songs start, you know, with the music first and you put words to it. But yeah, I would say song lyrics, I guess you could call them a form of poetry. The original, when poetry was first beginning, you know, way back 3,000 years ago, it was always sung. All the ancient poets, it was sung. It's only a more recent phenomenon that poetry sort of hived off and became something that was written and said. But most of human history, poetry has been sung.
Paul Kelly is our very special guest co-host this week on My Generation, and he returns for another festive season of his much-loved Making Gravy tour. All the details on the My Generation Facebook page. Now, Paul, we were talking about your upcoming greatest hits release, Songs from the South, 1985 to 2019. You're also a music fan. Is there an Australian album that you'd call your favourite?
Maybe choose. I mean, again, there's so much to choose from, but Born Sandy Devotional by the Triffids was an album I remember playing over and over again when it first came out, I think in the early 80s. It had Wide Open Road on it. The whole album has a sort of wide open sound, and I think without trying to, or it's hard to articulate, it just sounds to me very Australian. You know, you can feel the heat and the beach and the songs like Lonely Stretch and Estuary Bed and Wide Open Road itself. So it's, to me, that's really an album that has a sort of strong flavour of Australia.
This is My Generation. Hey, it's Dangerous Dave here, and we are joined by Australian music legend Paul Kelly. You took out Order of Australia honours in 2017. You're a national treasure through your contributions as singer, musician, and at the heart of it all, you're an extremely gifted songwriter. Australians connect not only with the music, but the words behind the songs.
I don't think it's necessarily just Australians, but I think people always connect with stories. Music can work different ways. Dance music is great when you want to dance and at certain times, and sometimes you want to hear something mellow and quiet late at night or on a Sunday morning. Maybe you want to hear something like some gospel music or something. Yeah, but storytelling is always going to be something that people want to hear, along with all the other kinds of music.
There's one tune in particular that really resonates with everybody, and it's a Christmas song, How to Make Gravy.
It's a song that a surprise that it became popular because it's set in prison and it doesn't have a chorus. So, yeah, just one of those songs that sort of got more popular over time. Probably the most famous Christmas song ever, White Christmas, is about not being there. The little talking bit at the start, it's a beautiful day in old LA, the orange and palm trees sway, but it's December the 24th and I'm longing to be up north. And so the narrator of the song is dreaming of a white Christmas, but they're not there. They're somewhere else. So I see it as in that tradition. I think it's a way, I didn't realise that till after I wrote the song, but I think what gives White Christmas its power is that longing to be there when you're not there. So That's probably what's working with How to Make Gravy as well.
Paul Kelly joins us on the show today. Paul, we're going to go back to last week, the AFL Grand Final at the MCG. This was your second time around because you performed back in 2012. What's it like?
I love Grand Final Day, so it's great to be part of it. From a performing point of view, it's pretty nerve-wracking because technically it's not that easy. There's a lot of slap back. So when you're doing a full gig, which is an hour and a half or so, if you make a mistake, it doesn't matter. You just play the next song. But when you've only just got those sort of six minutes or so, you just got to be spot on. So from that way, it's probably more stressful than a normal show. But it's also a great thing to do, and it's just be surrounded by that huge crowd.
It's My Generation. My name's Dangerous Dave. Oz music legend Paul Kelly joins us today. His greatest hits album, Songs from the South, 1985 to 2019, and his book of poems, Love is as Strong as Death, both come out November 15. Now, you got a lot going on, Paul. Any time off coming up before the Making Gravy tour across the festive season?
It's just starting to sort of calm down a bit now, because I've just finished getting the poetry book off to the printers. And that'll come out at the same time as the greatest hits. So we did it that way because, for me, the poetry book is like my greatest hits, or, you know, what I think greatest hits of my favourite poems. So it's a greatest hits of poetry, a personal one for me. So that's sort of out of my hands now. The greatest hit record's already to come out. So we've got a little breathing space in October before the circus and the madness really starts.
Songs from the South is no ordinary greatest hits. There is a massive collection of your biggest songs with a couple of new additions.
Yeah, so the new collection is an update, because the last one was in 2008, I think. So sort of the last 11 years, picking songs from that period and adding a couple of new ones. We did the Every Day My Mother's Voice. I wrote it for The Final Quarter, which is one of the documentaries about Adam Goods, and Dan and I sang it together. That was fun.
Well, Paul Kelly's Making Gravy tour has become a tradition. This time around, Vicar and Linda are part of it, with special guests Courtney Barnett, Kate Miller-Heidke and Marlon Williams. Collaborations. Who might be next?
I don't know. There's so many talented artists and songwriters coming through all around the world, of course, but in Australia in particular. So I think there'll always be people I want to work with. I'm fairly limited myself as a musician, so collaboration is always fun for me, because you end up sort of coming up with things that you can't do by yourself. So, you know, singing with someone like Dan Sultan is always a thrill, because he's one of my favourite singers. And Kate Miller-Heidke sang on a song on the last record. Courtney I've seen a few times. And, we did a duet of an Archie Roach song a few years back. So these people, some, you know, that we crossed paths over the years, and people I really admire. So it's sort of good to be able to pull everyone together in one show.
Paul Kelly, you're a national treasure. Thank you. It's always a pleasure, mate.
You too. Thank you.
All the Making Gravy Tour details are on the My Generation Facebook page. You got to pop back soon.
Okay. See ya.
My Generation. Tune in for Rock's greatest hits and the big news and events of this week. Details on the My Generation Facebook page.